A further topic of discussion with regard to Hilchot Mezuzah is the question of whether or not shops and offices and such areas require a mezuzah. So the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Reish Pei Vav, Seif Yud Aleph, says that Chanuyot Shevishvakim, that's the shops in the markets, Peturim, don't need a mezuzah. The question is, why not? So on the face of it, it would seem that doesn't need a mezuzah because it's not a Beit Dira, it's not a place where a person actually lives. Some people spend far too much time in the office and it seems like they do live there. But in actual fact, they hopefully at least come home at night to sleep. So it's not where they actually live, and therefore it would seem that it doesn't need a mezuzah. However, the Aruch HaShulchan asks a kasha on this and says that this is only going according to the opinion of the Rambam, who says that a Beit HaOtzar, that a storage area, doesn't need a mezuzah because it's not made for Dirat Adam. It's not made for human inhabitation, even though it's made for human purposes. A person stores their wood or their straw or their merchandise there. Seeing as they don't live there, it doesn't need a mezuzah. But the Shulchan Aruch actually rules that a Beit HaOtzar, a storage area, does need a mezuzah, and therefore the Aruch HaShulchan says it doesn't make sense to say that a shop shouldn't need a mezuzah, because a shop, you've always got the goods stored there. And therefore he comes to the conclusion that in actual fact you should put a mezuzah on a shop, because it's no different to a Beit HaOtzar. The Pitchei Tshuva brings in the name of the Yad Katana, that even if one doesn't store stuff there at night, even if one takes everything out of the shop and brings it home every night, it would still need a mezuzah, because it should be no different to a Beit HaMedrash, which the Shulchan Aruch says that requires a mezuzah, because people are sitting there all day long learning and eating their sandwiches and whatever they're doing, so a shop should be no different. And his conclusion is that the Shulchan Aruch is talking about a temporary shop that's erected just for the market season, something like that, and it's empty most of the year, or not even there most of the year, so it's a temporary dwelling, and therefore that's even though you're spending a lot of time in there, and you might be storing stuff there during the market season, nevertheless it's not a permanent place, and therefore it doesn't require a mezuzah. One of the nafkaminas is going to be with regard to an office. So an office isn't usually used as a storage place. It's a place where a person works. So according to the Aruch HaShulchan, it's going to be patur, whereas according to the Yad Katana, it's going to be chayav, because a person spends all his time there. That's Rav Moshe Sternbach says in Shuvot Hanhagot, that in such a case, one should put up a mezuzah, but without saying a bracha. In any event, Rav Vosner in Shevet HaLevi says that an office perhaps is, in actual fact, there's more grounds to say that it should have a mezuzah, and that one could even justify those who say a bracha, because number one, you leave things there, so it's used as a storage area, and also that's, it's not just a Beit HaOtzar, but it's also used the entire day, and some offices, you know, people work into the night as well there, they're really used a lot, and therefore it's better than just a Beit HaOtzar, because it's also where a person spends a lot of time, similar to a Beit HaMedrash. So therefore, if one were to say a bracha, then there would be justification for that. Others contend against that, though, that in actual fact an office is not really a Beit HaOtzar, it's not a storage place. It's true that certain things are kept there, the furniture and the office equipment, but it's that's just there because you need to use it in the office. It's not that you're taking, you're using this office to store certain things there, and therefore they would maintain that definitely a bracha shouldn't be said, and indeed that seems to be the correct practice, that an office should have a mezuzah, but one shouldn't say a bracha on it. Obviously, though, an office which is a person's an employee in somebody else's firm and they've got an office there, then obviously that doesn't need a mezuzah at all. The office doesn't belong to them, it belongs to the company or their employer, and therefore they've got no chiyuv whatsoever to put up a mezuzah. If it's a Jewish-owned firm, then there probably should be a mezuzah on the door. That would be the responsibility of the balabayit, the owner of the office, but the the person who works in that office, it's not, he can be turfed out at any stage or moved from that office, and therefore it wouldn't require mezuzah. Ad kan.